this was all about trying to make a, it was a kind of a cause célèbre in some senses. Frampton really wanted to, yeah, to put down any kind of further kind of attempts amongst agricultural labourers to combine again, to collectively organise. So in some ways, there was a fear that, you know, that the protests of late 1830 in the form of the swing rights could be seen again without kind of decisive action. That was the charge that was kind of levelled at the magistrates in East Kent in 1830 when threshing machines were first destroyed, that the local magistrates were too soft, they were too lenient, and only granting sentences of 4 days imprisonment to the first machine breakers. So Frampton wanted to make examples, wanted to put down local kind of protests. The government were broadly in support as well. But there's something that perhaps hasn't been kind of widely understood until recently, and that's that the Tolpuddle men, these kind of agricultural labourers, whilst in some ways they were kind of exceptional for the sophistication of their scheme, that, you know, they were actually kind of located, they were kind of connected into kind of broader networks that showed them how organisation in other kind of non-agricultural kind of trades took place. So one of the two Lovelaces, George and James Lovelace's brothers, was involved in the wool combing industry, a heavily unionized group with a very kind of strong kind of local presence in the port of Bridport. They're kind of another kind of brother who was kind of based in London, who was also kind of active in kind of London trade union circles. So they were kind of, yeah, connected into these kind of broader kind of trade circuits. They weren't just kind of, yeah, remote rural agricultural labourers, that they were part of, yeah, a broader set of kind of ideas, a broader set of kind of changes. And Robert Owen's Grand National Consolidated Trade Union that was very much emergent at the time provided kind of words of literal inspiration. So they took some of their ideas for how they would induct kind of individuals into their society directly from Owenite campaigning elsewhere. So the need to therefore kind of make an example wasn't just in terms of, you know, wanting to kind of, yeah, stop kind of agricultural labourers from combining, from trying to kind of, yeah, support each other, from trying to kind of collectively organise to increase wages, but also this broader kind of fear that this Grand National Consolidated Trade Union, the GNCTU, might actually be kind of the bulwark for something much more kind of powerful, you know, organising all walks of life and all occupations, that it might therefore kind of gain kind of greater kind of political kind of traction, that it might even, you know, end up being something of a kind of a threat to the established economic order, maybe even kind of a revolutionary threat in time as well. So it's kind of complex.